This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you take a look at the calendar, you're going to see it's the 21st of November today. And what that means is you'll be opening Christmas presents in a month. That's right. And, you know, you don't want to let that go to the last minute. You don't want to do that. So this hour of the program is brought to you by my friend Mike Lindell, who wants to relieve all that stress for you. Just take some time to go to MyPillow.com, do your Christmas gift giving right there. Financing is available on all orders over $200. So if you want to, you know, spread that Christmas gift giving out a little bit, you can do that too. 2-for-1, MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. That Mediterranean cotton that is just the best. Buy one, get one. Plus free shipping right now when you use the promo code Scott. MyPillow towels, 30% off. 30% off. Todd was late for work the other day, and I asked him what happened. He said, I couldn't leave my towel. It just was that wonderful. Not only did it actually dry me off, it's so, you know, soft and nice, and you know, it's a great towel. It actually works, too. There's that. There's the pillows. The body pillow now is $89.99 normally. It's $29.99 with promo code Scott. So call them at 800-506-9028. All right, we're back on What's on Your Mind, another hour. Looking forward to your calls, questions, and comments on the program today. So, Jerry, we got to finish here because we didn't get a chance to finish the call before the break. But you said you want Kevin Kramer to do what? We're supposed to tell him this tomorrow.
Yes, I'd like to have him pass on a message to President Trump that after the Democratic Time Show, we the people need to hear from President Trump prime time to state his case, to get his new process. And I'd like to hear from him. I think the country would like to hear from him.
A little fireside chat, maybe, answering all this ridiculous deal. Okay, Jerry, good idea. I'll bring that up to Senator Kramer, who does have the president's ear. So tomorrow, making a note, duly noted. Our next guest sent me a text early this morning that said he woke up with a thought he thought was worth sharing here on the program related to our trade deal and the negotiation currently going on right now with China, said to be a phase one. He needs no introduction, but I'll give him one anyway. The one and only Eugene Grainer from HeartlandInvest.com. Hello, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Glad to have you on. If you were advising President Trump right now, if you were advising the American people watching what President Trump's doing right now, what would you tell them?
Well, first off, President Trump can't be bought. He can't be advised. So what I would want to say is irrelevant. But what I do want to say, and to try to explain to people, because I know the frustrations, I feel the frustrations of people out there, because everybody is used to their own little world. They're not used to the big world like President Trump deals with it as business is concerned. You know, we haven't had a president like President Trump. I mean, I've got great respect and admiration for President Ronald Reagan. George H. Bush was a businessman, but he was an oil guy who kind of like Harold Hamm. He had a smell for oil. Harold Hamm can find oil and rock. George Bush, they claim, never drilled a dry hole. That's how he got so wealthy. But I can't speak for his business tactics. I can tell you, Bill Clinton, George W., and Obama had nothing for business understanding or tactics. Rubio, Romney, any of those, Hillary Clinton, God forbid, wouldn't know how to work a trade deal with China. Now, when I give you my thoughts on where I think phase one is going to be at, I've got to talk about China first. People have to understand what this is about. This is not about soybeans, okay? Get off it. It's about world domination. I'm going to say two things you need to Google up and verify so you know I'm not just blowing smoke. China 2025 is a stated goal from China. They put it together years ago, and you can find it on the Internet. And they want the 70% of anything to do with the Internet or computers. This would include Huawei, why they're involved in this big deal with Huawei. Even Canada got in trouble holding one of the Huawei employees behind, and they stopped selling canola. But anyway, They want to control essentially 70% of anything to do with the internet by 2025. But it doesn't stop there. They have a stated goal. At one time, China was the economy of the world. 1,000 years ago. They want it back. And they want it back by 2049. They want to be the dominant military, economic power, everything by 2049. And this is what Trump sees. No other country has ever held that mantle in the history of mankind. You had the Romans. You can go through all of history. You had the French and Great Britain. The sun never set on the British Empire. China had it way before those guys. And now they want it back. And they will do and say anything to get that done. You know, they do have a Department of Propaganda. We have one here, too. It's called CNN, NBC, ABC, CBS, and sometimes during the day, Fox News. But the good of the United States never wants to be advertised on our media. And China, in this trade deal right now, they want to intimidate. They want to do anything they can. They want to control people. They want us to be good little Chinese, which is their goal in the future, as they can control the world and control whether you're going to get an iPhone or not. You know, in the years, it sounds crazy now, but I want you to understand what's going on in their country right now. Now, I have personal experience by virtue of a brother-in-law and a first cousin who are captains at major airlines that fly large jets into Beijing on a regular basis, and they spend overnights there. And the stories they tell me about the Beijing people, at night, everything gets shut down, essentially. Then they have the best facial recognition in the world. Forget NASS in the United States. They don't keep track of us like China keeps track of everybody. If you're a Chinese individual, you have what's called a social score. That social score is what a good little communist you're acting like, either with your spending habits or how you are walking about the streets, because they know where you're at all the time. And what they do is, this is like the Bible reincarnated. They have the stated goal of the mark of the beast. You can't buy and sell without the mark of the beast. You don't need the mark on you. Your credit score, your social score is you. And you can't buy food in China. If you're a dissident or you do something they don't like and they catch it on their cameras throughout the whole, they got 4 billion people, but they have a 300 million middle class. And they're the ones they're watching because they're the ones that, can make a difference, not the others that are peasants. But it's that 300 million they're controlling very well, and that is their future. And so when my brother-in-law and first cousin are over there, they're in lockdown at night. You can't be out on the streets. You have to have your curtains closed. You open your curtains, you get a phone call, to close your curtains. And nonetheless, they're good little liberal Democrats is what they want over there. The Democratic Party, I'm sure here, the left wing of the Democratic Party, I'm sure is jealous of the Chinese people that how well-controlled they are. They can control these people. But now let's get back to China. And China, right now they're mad because the Senate passed this bill, about Hong Kong and to be able to apply sanctions to anybody who harms people in these riots. And China said they don't want this. President Trump, don't you sign that. Well, they want presidents like Obama, like Romney would have been. They want presidents like, maybe possibly George W. Bush, I don't know. But the long story short is they want control, and this is where they're going. They want more and more control. So this trade war fight is a major roadblock on their stated goals. Understand this. And so now I'm going to come back to the trade deal and the prospects of Phase 1. Phase 1 wasn't going to be easy. It was going to be hard because of such major obstacles to overcome. Now, most people get involved in a real estate deal, and it's probably the biggest deal they ever get into, but there's a lot of back and forth on it. But imagine when you're dealing with $100 million deals, buying and selling a business, or when corporations come together, buying out. These deals come together, and they don't just happen overnight. Both sides, buyer and seller, come armed with things they want in the deal. And you ask for way more than you know you're ever rightfully going to get, knowing you have to do give ups. And in the end, when that deal is coming together, it actually falls apart. Not surprisingly, we fell apart back in May. Then we came back together. And then President Trump, he was doing some giving. They're supposedly doing some giving as well. Sometimes we're not seeing what is actually happening on their side. They've yet to buy the ag products. Supposedly that is part of this goodwill business. But they have been buying beans. They have. Just not a lot in a short period of time that creates price spikes. But let's not forget, soybeans were $9.45 here just a few weeks ago, and they were $8 in May. So we are higher. We have been selling beans. We're behind where we want to be, but we're not selling nothing. Something is moving, and it's not just the Chinese. We're selling beans to the world. So back to Phase 1. We're getting off track. The point of Phase 1 is it's going to look dicey, And President Trump can't tell you what he's going to do. I mean, then the Chinese know. We really have to be left in suspense. But we do know this. He's got a plan. He didn't get to be worth multi-billion dollars. And if you're a millionaire, you're way behind President Trump in the way he thinks. And he's probably five phases ahead. But he will probably not falter on this moving the December 15th tariffs, because that really is his leverage. And it's going to have to come right down to his faltering. Now, here's a little secret that most of you are never going to hear on ABC, CBS, and CNN. It's so bad in China right now, they surprisingly lowered interest rates overnight again. And I say again because they haven't done it in years. If things are slowing, their production, everything is slowing. Because why? They're not selling to the number one credit card, or should I say the only credit card in the world out there, and that's the United States. Who are they going to sell to? Great Britain? Israel? Sorry, friends up north. Canada? It's not happening. But the point is, I think something... Do we have to go through the break here on this? I'll put the wrap in 2 minutes on the other side of this.
Hang tight. We'll do that on the other side of the break with Eugene Grainer. I want to ask you also, Eugene, about a deal that could be done tomorrow in the United States Congress, the USMCA. And for our producers here, what's more BAM impact, something they need, USMCA or the Phase 1 China deal? More with Eugene Grainer after this. Don't go away.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardson, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardson ethanol plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. A high percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardson for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardson. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardson, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
If you are upgrading or remodeling your office space, you need to talk to InterOffice and hear how they partner with Herman Miller. They help businesses organize and improve their office space and energy. In their new location, they doubled their showroom space to showcase more Herman Miller furniture and carry more chairs and styles for you to try out. The only place to get Herman Miller in North Dakota is at InterOffice, with locations in Fargo and Bismarck. InterOffice, environments for life.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
My friends at Schweitzer's want deer hunters to know that if you bring in your deboned deer to Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats, their Moffitt plant, you are guaranteed to get your own deer back. So there you go, a guarantee from our friends at Schweitzer's. That's right, bring in the deboned deer. Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats, Moffitt Plant, you're guaranteed to get your own deer back. You want to call the store with any questions? 701-751-0319.
And remember, they make all kinds of sticks and jerky and summer sausage and deer bacon. And the best country-style sausage in the area. And if none of that is your thing, how about lutefisk? What? I heard all those groans. I don't know why they were groaning, but a lutefisk and meatball dinner is coming to Watford City that will warm your heart. And it is happening on the 24th from 12 to 2:30 at the Civic Center in Watford City. They know how to have a good time. And the one and only Carol Jubin is actually the chef extraordinaire for the big day. So Sunday, noon to 2:30, lutefisk and meatball dinner, Sons of Norway at the Civic Center, all you can eat. Oh, the meatballs are unbelievable. For some reason, I gravitate to the meatballs versus the lutefisk. I don't know why. One of these days, I'll get the memo, but it hasn't happened yet. We're live today at the bottom of 19 stories of concrete beauty that is just punching the sky. The Kilbourne Group, the McGough Group doing the construction, RDO, the major tenant in this. It is quite a facility. Encourage folks to check it out, downtown Fargo. It's really something to see. It's about a year in the making now, and still going. So all the concrete's done. They've topped it off. They're treating the construction workers today. We're going to talk to some folks from the North Dakota State Building and Construction Trades Council here in a little bit about this project and about projects like it and getting the workforce they need. So we look forward to that. More of our conversation now with Eugene Grainer, HeartlandInvest.com. You can sign up for a great newsletter. Good stuff. Heartland Newsletter, Heartland Trader, Heartland Friday Hedger. And you get 2 weeks free to check it out. If you go to HeartlandInvest.com, HeartlandInvest.com, Eugene Grainer, Heartland Investor Services. So let's wrap up what you were talking about related to phase one and, you know, properly reading the signals and what the president is doing. What you're saying is here, don't pay attention to what's in the news, because this is a master at work. This is the art of the deal. And, it shouldn't be spooking the markets to the degree it is and to the extent we already have a lot of pain in farm and ranch country right now. Nobody needs any more bad news. So just let this one play out. That's what I heard, right?
To a sense, and I'll put the wrap on that. Last segment, I was laying the groundwork, why this fight? You know, for those that are saying we should have just left everything alone, shouldn't have touched this thing, we were fine before this. You needed to hear that last segment, why this was important to fight while we still had blood in our veins. Because, believe it or not, we already were in a war. You just weren't told. China came into the world at WTO, and they were allowed to put 13% tariffs on our soybeans to defend their industry while they went down a buying spree as well in South America. And we were selling 40% of Chinese soybean needs back in the 2000s. And by 2017, we were down to 33% and dropping. Why didn't the American Soybean Association fight to get those tariffs off the first 17 years? That's a story for another day. But the point is, this fight, it's like Patrick Henry, what he said. Everybody remembers Patrick Henry saying, give me liberty or give me death. But do you remember what he said the sentence before that? The sentence before that, he was talking to all his rich fellow patriots who were agonizing, you know, should we really do this fight? Because as far as the rich people were concerned, like modern day today, you know, businessmen or whatever who were enjoying the fruits of what was going on, they were actually in chains. He said, you know, because they had these deals with the king. Is life so dear to you that the peace is so sweet to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? You know, that's when he said, but not for me, I'll have liberty or death. And so that's where it's at. We're at a war. We are at a fight, but it's a financial war is what this is. So now, coming back to where President Trump's at this time, and everybody's upset with, you know, it's not getting done. Anything big and worth doing is going to be tough, and it's going to fall apart many times. Some of the best business deals I've ever saw fell apart right before they happened. And so my thoughts, and I can't advise President Trump because I know what he's doing is doing it for the interest of the country. He's proven that day after day. I think he's going to force those December 15 tariffs to stay on. This morning there was a fake comment that the December 15 tariffs were going to be delayed. And again, it's not officially sourced from the White House. There's these tweets that keep going out. But I think what's going to happen is between now and December 15th, it's going to get uglier. And there will be thoughts it is falling apart. But China is hurting. China is in a worse case than we are. That's why President Trump has stepped in with these market facilitation payments and such to help out. And many farmers will tell you they've made a difference, and they are making a difference in what's happening for them. But getting at harvest is a whole other story for them in corn. But back on this trade deal, as we go forward, President Trump is going to use that December 15th like a mallet. Because China's hurting now, they raised interest rates overnight. Excuse me, they lowered interest rates again overnight. And as far as China being cracked, it's the hardliners that got to be cracked, not the ones up front we see. It's the ones behind the scenes that have to be cracked. And I think we're going to get there. President Trump is fighting it, but it's coming.
The bottom line here is, if we don't fight it, we lose a war to China, and America, as you know it, begins to completely erode.
Yeah. I mean, eventually they're going to. You get down the words 20 years from now, you get past those horror stories of a controlled world. They'll control it via the internet. Take a cell phone away from anybody today, and look at how freaky they get after a few hours if I don't have access to my cell phone. Well, they want to be making those cell phones.
Eugene, one thing I have enormous frustration over right now is the fact that the USMCA is done. We're not doing this back and forth negotiating. It's done and signed. Now it just needs to be ratified by the Congress. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi says, she's sending offers back, and, you know, she's playing games, okay? Impeachment's more important than the USMCA. What's a bigger deal for our farmers and ranchers here, getting that USMCA deal into action with our biggest trading partners, Canada and Mexico, or phase one of the China deal?
Both. I don't want to pick either. Mexico, when it comes to the trade as far as ag products, Mexico is a huge buyer of our products. We end up buying a lot from Canada, and we don't ship much back up to Canada on ag, but Mexico is huge on ag. Canada is different. You know, it's with trade like cars and automobiles and stuff like that, as Mexico as well. Mexico is huge. They're a huge buyer of our pork and have been, and they're a number one buyer of our corn. China doesn't buy our corn. And it's important to get China buying corn. They never did buy our corn, because in about 3 to 5 years, South America is going to start selling more corn than the U.S. ever did. We're losing our mantle on corn as well. So trade deals are neat all around. And I think that ag associations, every association that's got a dog in this fight with the U.S.-Canadian-Mexican deal, need to be a monkey on Nancy Pelosi's back, you know, just riding her day on, day off. There's no reason not to bring it forward other than it gives Trump a win. Oh, God, giving him a win that big out of the elections is just terrible, because politics is becoming sickening to everybody. That I think there'd be Democrats that like her to just get this done. I think dues-paying Democrats who see the good in this need to be a monkey on Nancy's back, because she's the only one stopping it.
You know, there's sources that say that they plan to use it as a way to sort of move forward after the impeachment hearings are done and bring it up first and turn the page. But meanwhile, who are they holding hostage under that plan? It is, of course, our farmers, our ranchers, who need right now more markets to have a brighter future as they talk to their bankers about the year that was and the year that will be. Eugene Grainer, always a pleasure. Thank you for the great insight, sir. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me on.
HeartlandInvest.com. HeartlandInvest.com. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Red Rock Auto is in Watford City, North Dakota, with Dodge and Chrysler products, Jeep as well. Adam Nelson, the owner, is with us. What brought you to Watford City?
I think it was really the perspective that we got after we came out into Williston with the Ford dealership up there. And being that close to Watford City, he gave us a firsthand perspective on the amount of activity, the amount of commerce, the amount of real industry around the Watford City area.
What's the environment like in Watford City for an entrepreneur?
We found it just very inviting. The way they kind of greet you with open arms in Watford City, everyone from the planning and zoning to city officials, they make it easy to do business in Watford City.
What would you want current and future residents of Watford City and the region to know about Red Rock Auto?
Well, we're here to serve you. We want to build relationships and serve this community for a long time. Watford City it's been a great place to set up a business in. And so when you're out about the state, I encourage people to come this direction.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A fifth day of impeachment hearings underway on Capitol Hill. U.S. House Intelligence Committee Chairman and Democrat Adam Schiff claiming that the hearings have revealed that President Trump did push Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden and his son. Top Republicans on the committee, including Devin Nunes, are calling the hearing a bizarre farce, arguing that there was, quote, no actual misdeed. President Trump plans to release his financial records before the 2020 election. That's what he tweeted this morning, saying that he's clean and the records will show that he's much richer than people think. Courts have recently ruled that he must turn over his finances, and the president's appealing that ruling to the U.S. Supreme Court. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Thompson and Sons is on the team with over 1,000 buildings throughout the Northern Plains now. Isn't that amazing? So they do the mechanical heating and cooling systems. They're like a partner. They're maintaining the system. If it breaks down, they fix it. If it needs to be replaced, they replace it. And you have the bottom line certainty. That's the beauty of Link Service Contractor Service from H.A. Thompson and Sons, and they're doing it for a lot of folks all throughout the Northern Plains. They have commercial operations in Fargo, Grand Forks, Gwinner, Newtown, and Minot, providing services to that wide region. Find out more about this. H-A-T and Sons. HATandSons.com. Or call them at 223-3393. Not every day you get to broadcast from the bottom of a skyscraper, especially in North Dakota. So I guess I've been in the state capitol a few times, right? Kind of neat to be here, especially under one that's newly constructed, going up right now, 19 floors, 235 feet. And our next guest is representing the group that goes to town to get it built, the Building Trades Union President, Jason Ellard. Hey, Jason, how are you?
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Nice to see you. So, if your guys aren't here, that doesn't go in the air, right?
No, absolutely not. No, it's a project putting the steel, the glass, all the concrete, everything out there. Everything that you see, our guys have been putting it up here. So.
And I would imagine it's got to be kind of fun for the labor to be part of something that's a signature project at the skyscraper and not something you see every day in North Dakota, right?
No, absolutely not. You know, that's the one key thing about for us in as members is in the construction, you get that sense of success. You have a project that you can highlight to whether your family members, your sons, your daughters, anybody that will listen to ad nauseum. I'll even drive my family, my daughters nuts of like, yeah, well, I work on that project. I work on that project. Yeah, Dad, can we get to dance already? I mean, we don't need to review every project you've ever worked on, but you get a fulfillment, working in the trades, working with your hands, building projects as significant as this or schools or whatever it may be.
How many of your members roughly were working on this project?
That's a great question. I don't know for the full numbers, but I know there was hundreds of members, concrete, cement masons, iron workers, bricklayers, electricians, members of every trade out there, trade union that were putting this thing together and make sure it come undone and or came done and on time. So.
And of course, you look across North Dakota. There's so much going on. You and I have talked before about your work in keeping the power plants rolling and the works that happens there with the lignite industry. Very, very important partner in all of that. But we have things going on in every corner, and without skilled labor, that doesn't happen.
No, absolutely not. No, and that's the real focus for us is delivering a project on time, on budget, but building up that workforce, training them, educating them, and changing that narrative. Because I think too many times that I think maybe people don't look at a construction as a viable career pathway because you think, you're going to get dirty. Well, yeah, you are going to get dirty, but you are going to build projects like this, something that will stand the test of time and really define a skyline for Fargo for decades to come. And maybe the next project that will be towering than this, but you know, we love doing these kinds of things.
Speaking of getting kids that they're thinking about what career they want to get into, excited about the building trades, Mike Almendinger was telling me about the visual reality project you did with this that you take into the schools, right? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so that's always been one of the challenges we've had when we talk to young people in schools, encouraging them to explore a career in the trades. You'll have, and then if you've ever worked with kids or students or anything, you kind of get that blank stare at you and, okay, what are we talking about here? So we utilized a company called Be More Colorful to give us a virtual reality job site tour. So with a 360 camera, if the student puts on an Oculus, they can see the Block 9 in reality when they're putting it together, putting the precast on there, when they're putting the piping, the cast iron piping together, when an electrician is putting conduit. And it gives a real sense of being there, being on the project. And when you say, okay, when I talk about being a cement mason, what does that mean? When you talk about being an iron worker, well, this is what that is all about. So, there's a variety of career pathways in the building trade unions. You have your carpentry, your electrician, your plumber. But beyond that, what does a glazer mean? What does an iron worker mean? What does an insulator mean? So it's hopefully to get out that piece of information to a young person that is maybe potentially looking at either college or maybe looking at a different career pathway. I see what you guys are doing. And hopefully kind of channel into that.
By the way, Be More Colorful is a great North Dakota success story, too. They've done some work for us, and I've seen their work in a lot of other places, and it's a very important tool, right?
Absolutely. It's awesome. And we've done a few career fairs. I was actually just in Williston yesterday doing a career fairs with that, and the students, once they put it on and they see that, they go, oh, wow, this is really amazing. This is cool. But, I love these kinds of tools of the trade. It's now to have that conversation of how you finish up and how, this is what we do with an apprenticeship program. This is how we train you. It kind of goes in all of that narrative.
Is it a challenging time for you, like every other industry and business right now, in getting that talent?
Yeah, I actually sit on the Governor's Workforce Development Council, and we're really tasked with trying to solve this issue. And it is an immense challenge. Construction, manufacturing, nursing. When we hear these reports from every industry, they can be utilizing, 5, 10, 20 more people. And when you look at those numbers, you're like, oh my gosh, how do we do that? So really what we're trying to do within the Workforce Development Council is a couple different strategies of how, maybe recruitment and retainment, maybe build from within. That's what our big belief is build up North Dakotans, redefining what a skilled trade looks like, what a registered apprenticeship program is about, and how that can train the next generation.
Do you think things are different when you were thinking about what you wanted to do for a career? Do you think the kids that age now think differently about what a good career is?
Yeah, I think they're starting to get that message out there. And I know a lot of teachers, I'm a former teacher myself, and I think educators, counselors, when they're hearing these things of every teacher is always going to want to do the best for their student. They want to have that career opportunity. But what does that look like? So we'll come in and we'll talk to students and we'll talk to teachers about registered apprenticeship programs, how we can train. It's a low-cost system of education. It's earning while you learn. I took college, but taking a test didn't really show off my knowledge. But then when I was a bricklayer putting a building together, I found a real passion and I could really demonstrate what I knew. So
we have some programs that make these things possible. For one, the vision of the Fargo City Commission, and prior to that, the North Dakota Legislature with the Renaissance Zone, projects like this don't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys get ever called into that fray to say, hey, we like these because more projects will happen as a result of them?
Absolutely. And that's been one of the things that I've talked with Mike Almendinger and then the City of Fargo, and TIFs and Renaissance have been getting some extra scrutiny on there. Where we like to talk about it is, we can put names and faces. We can show people who actually benefited from this project. Yeah, it's a tower. This has been the culmination of probably 20 years of visions by the Kilbourne Group, by that downtown partnership of, okay, let's bring this thing to reality. What this really benefit for us with the Renaissance Zones is putting our members to work, bringing home a paycheck, bringing home something that they could provide for their family, health insurance, retirement, giving back to the community. And that's really where we look at with these Renaissance Zones is the giving back.
I always give them the but for test.
Oh.
And the but for test simply is this. You know, if you can show me on paper that unless these programs happen and are available, then it won't happen, right? Mm-hmm. So in other words, that project doesn't happen. That 19 stories doesn't happen with the state legislature saying Renaissance Zone and the city commission saying here you go, right?
Mm-hmm.
I believe that to be true. That they wouldn't happen. They wouldn't pencil out. And again, it's expensive. You got to charge. You got to keep your rents at a certain spot and everything else. And then I say, okay, well, if it actually then they went ahead with it, and I'm wrong. Right? Mm-hmm. It would have happened anyway. What was the cost of that? and I could sit there and say, well, you know, the cost is really, really small when you look at the long-term economic impact to all of your members, what they got paid doing part of this project and everything else. So, you know, even if you say, gosh, I don't know, I think it would happen anyway. First of all, they have to prove that it won't pencil out. I mean, they have to prove that and make that happen. So I think that's where it makes a whole lot of sense. And I think it also makes sense to bring folks like you in to make that case, because mm-hmm. the beneficiaries aren't fat cats or anything else that they're trying to suggest have impure motives. It's workers, right?
Yep. Yeah. What I always like to talk about is an investment. You know, you can always say cost and benefit analysis, and you can look at all these things. When you look at it, it's an investment. Building a school in your community, that's an investment. You know, putting a clean or a reliable power that's readily available, that's an investment. Look at how many things have come from all of that. You know, what spurs the next level of growth? What spurs the next maybe startup to come to Fargo, because now there's some office space available here in a downtown setting.
Quite a ripple effect of that investment.
Yeah, and especially for our building unions, our building trades union members. You know, were they able to provide for their family? Continuing that construction growth, developing a new apprentice into a journey worker. It's always kind of an investment giving back.
So as you look to the future and finding more, folks like Jason Allard out there that are going to want to be part of this, want to roll up the sleeves and go to work, I mean, do you feel like we're making progress on the workforce crisis?
It is a challenge, you know, but it's a good challenge to have. You know, how we redefine, I mean, I don't think there, with anything that I've been seeing on the workforce development, you know, for us in the construction trades, of trying to redefine what a good, successful career looks like working in the trades. We're not going to be appealing to everyone. Not everyone really wants to work outside or work in their in the building trades, but that's why you have more IT people, you have more management. I think we're doing some good things on the Workforce Development Council. It is a huge challenge with so many jobs available, so many and such a high workforce participation. But you know what we're doing with Michelle Comer that's sitting on there is the chairwoman of that, and working in some subcommittees on redefining skilled trades and how to do that. I think we're making some good progress.
I've been to one of your meetings, and it's not for show.
No.
There's a lot of work that gets done, and a lot of that agenda, and rolling through it. I mean, I too believe that Michelle is doing a great job at the Department of Commerce and that entire council, the governor's workforce development council, is exactly what the doctor ordered to take on this thing. But it's a 365, 24/7 deal, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's not going to be solved overnight. But, you know, a lot of times I look at it as, you know, this didn't happen overnight. So workforce development, training, education, changing that narrative, that's going to take a couple years. But those are good problems to have.
They sure are. Jason, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate
for having
it very
me.
Much. Yeah, I enjoyed hearing a little bit of the story of the folks that built this Block 9 project. Jason Allard is the president of the Workers' Trade Union. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it very much. We'll take a break. When we come back, last chance to weigh in on any and all issues. Got a little breaking news out of Israel as well on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. We'll share that with you. What else? Impeachment hearings going on? Well, yeah, that's like the sun coming up, the sun going down, right? But whatever else, lay it on
us. We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
Now is the time to buy a hot tub. Why? Up to 70% off the price of a new one right now at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 with their pre-owned blowout sale. They have over 50 hot tubs, starting at $4,500 up to $79.99. What a range. From $4,500 to about $8,000, you can be in a hot tub and have every day made better thanks to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. And much more affordable than ever. 12 months, no interest, no payments. Warranty. Pre-owned certified. This is the one to buy at a great deal right now. Try it at incredible prices, and you'll love the hot tub experience because every day is made better at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. The pre-owned blowout sale with up to 70% off the price of a new one now. Call Ben for all the details, 701-238-5892, 238-5892, or stop at 601 Main Avenue West, the pre-owned showroom in West Fargo.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
GMC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime. I highly recommend a heated steering wheel to go with those heated seats. You don't have those, and you can't remote start your vehicle on an app on your phone. You're still pointing a key fob into a window and hoping for the best. Good grief. Let's get you going here. SchwanBuickGMC.com.
Scott, you're talking about the height of that building out in Rolog, Minnesota, 5 miles southeast, which is 40 miles from downtown Fargo. I can sit on the hill and see that new building and the other towers in downtown Fargo plain as day. So 40 miles away, it's visible. Just thought I'd tell you. Thanks.
That's pretty cool. And I was asking if we could see it from Castleton, so we went the other way. Love Rolog. Of course. Steam Thrashers Reunion. Never forget it. Western Minnesota's finest event each and every year, especially now that WeFest is taking a pause. Well, it still is better anyway than WeFest, I think. You know, tractors and, you know, nobody losing their lunch. Never mind. Anyway, we're back on What's on Your Mind, 10 before the top of the hour, and the last chance for your calls, questions, and comments at 800-228-0550. I promised a little news on Benjamin Netanyahu. I don't know that that is, I don't know that that's news necessarily, but I guess it's something that was predicted and now has happened. So it's now that it's happened, it's news. But Associated Press is reporting that Israeli Justice Ministry has indicted Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on fraud, breach of trust, and bribery. All right. And, of course, he's been reelected since then. Right? So all of those charges were known, but now they've gone ahead with that. So I think, you know, the charges have been out there. Now that he's been indicted, I guess it's the next step, and I assume a trial. So there you go. That's the big news. In addition, of course, what's happening in Washington, D.C. in the impeachment hearings. I'm not even looking at a monitor today. I'm in the bottom of a 19-floor, beautiful concrete and soon-to-be glass. There's some glass starting already. Piece of work here done by some massive construction workers. Not massive in the their actual size. Massive in the amount of them that it took to build it. And we're going to feed them lunch here shortly to say thank you for doing what you did here. So that's why I'm here. So I'm away from television set. Who do you see now on your TV screen, Todd? Anybody we care about?
Well, they're in a break.
Oh, are they? Okay.
Yeah.
Good. I'm not even tempted to take any of it. Not even tempted.
They're getting more work done in that break than they were during the testimony.
Right. We do have a call that came in off the air. Didn't call into our live line, called into our listener line, which is fine. Some people do that. Has a criticism of yours truly and the show here, so let's go ahead and listen to what he has to say.
You won't let people call through to your local line because, well, Scotty just does not like being challenged intellectually. Too bad. Poor Scotty, stuck in that nowhere zone. Yeah, you guys are quite a program. Thanks.
Well, thank you for listening, first of all. Glad you enjoyed the program and thought to call. Todd, do we block anybody from calling the program?
No. Otherwise, your favorite fan in Hazen wouldn't ever get through, for example.
That's true. Yeah. No, from time to time we have people that call and vehemently disagree, and you know what? I love it. I do. I appreciate it. As far as challenging me intellectually, that's, you know, that's name of the game. It's what we do here every day. So, if that caller would like to call and challenge me intellectually, they can do anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at 855-200-1776. We've toyed with calling that the Hate Hannon Hotline because it would be easier for people to just call and rant on that line, and then we could play that and respond. But if you'd like to actually call and have a conversation, two numbers that you can call, we block no one on them. 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, local number 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550. Sadly, I think this caller personifies so much of the political debate today in this country. I don't agree with him, I don't like him, so I'm going to say, you don't let me call and challenge you, rather than actually call and challenge me.
Exactly.
Kind of what happened. So,
by the way, don't wait till the end of the show to call either and then claim you're getting cut off. Cause,
just know, whether you agree or disagree, folks, always welcome your calls. Always.
Absolutely.
Any and all viewpoints, welcome here. Tom in West Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, I just wanted to tell you I'm going to cancel that other call. I think you do a great job. I think you let in everyone you can on time constraints. Maybe that's what the guy was thinking of, that sometimes you have to cut them off because you have hard breaks. And that's just the way things are in radio. But I just think you do a great job, and I'm really glad that you're on the radio bringing everything to the forefront that we need to hear.
Well, that's very kind of you, Tom. Thank you very much. And as far as the time constraints, you're right. Usually, though, if somebody, like if you called in right now and said, you know,
Trump's the Antichrist, and you wanted me to defend it, and you and I are going back and forth, and I came up against a hard break, I'd say, Tom, can you hang on? You know, I'd keep the conversation going to the next break. I mean, if I feel like we've sort of done everything we can do, I'm going to, you know, move on. But there's no perfect way to manage the calls and
in the case of the next break. Can you hang on for 22 hours and we'll come right back?
We wouldn't do that to you now, but we get more texts than we get to every day. We often get more calls than we can get to every day, mostly because a lot of them come in towards the end of the program. But know this, you call early, you call often, and you're going to get on. It's just what we're hosting here. So thanks for the compliment, Tom. I appreciate it, okay? And by the way, thanks to the Kilbourne Group for hosting us. Congrats on the Block 9 project. Snowing in downtown Fargo, but the skyscraper's still there. And we're going to go celebrate with the workers. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost, and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakota's for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.